Financial advice. It's like a GPS for your money, but what if the map is outdated and the destination keeps changing? Today, we're exploring why finding the right financial guidance is more crucial and complicated than ever.
That's an interesting way to put it. So, why is it so complicated these days?
Well, you know, it's not just about balancing a checkbook anymore. We're living in an era of cryptocurrencies, robo-advisors, and global economic shifts that can impact your savings in real time. The financial landscape is evolving at breakneck speed, and keeping up can be, well, overwhelming.
That's true. I mean, just think about how many financial decisions we face throughout our lives. It's pretty staggering when you consider it all.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. Most of us didn't learn about personal finance in school, so we're faced with these big, life-altering financial decisions. But we often lack the knowledge to make informed choices. It's like being asked to perform surgery without ever going to medical school.
Ah, that's a pretty scary analogy. But I see your point. So what's the solution? How do people navigate this complex financial world?
Well, that's where professional financial advice comes in. But, and this is a big but, finding the right advisor isn't always straightforward. It's not like you can just walk down the street and find a financial advisor on every corner who specializes in, say, ethical investing or mortgages for the self-employed.
Right, and I imagine different financial needs require different types of expertise. A retirement planner might not be the best person to advise on starting a small business, for example.
Exactly, and that's where services like CherryFind are trying to bridge the gap. They've developed a tool that aims to make this whole process a lot easier. You just enter your postcode and select the type of financial service you're looking for, and voila. You get a list of advisors in your area who specialize in that particular service.
Oh, that sounds convenient. But what about privacy concerns? Are they selling your information to these advisors?
That's a great question, and it's something we should all be concerned about in this age of data breaches and identity theft. But here's the thing, CherryFind actually sets itself apart by not selling your information to anyone. You're in complete control of who you contact and when.
That's refreshing. It's nice to see a service that prioritizes user privacy and choice.
Absolutely. Now let's dive a bit deeper into the types of financial advice people might need. We're talking about everything from mortgages and insurance to retirement planning and estate management. Each of these areas requires specific expertise.
Right, and I imagine the stakes can be pretty high. We're talking about people's life savings, their homes, their future security.
You've hit the nail on the head. These decisions can have long-lasting impacts on our financial well-being. And it's not just about the big, obvious things. Even seemingly small decisions, like how much to contribute to your retirement plan or whether to refinance your mortgage, can have significant long-term effects.
So, how do people typically decide what kind of financial advice they need?
Well, it often starts with a life event or a specific goal. Maybe you're getting married, having a child, or thinking about buying a house. Or perhaps you've received an inheritance and you're not sure how to manage it. These are all situations where professional advice can be invaluable.
I see. And what about people who are just starting out and don't have a lot of assets? Is financial advice still valuable for them?
Absolutely. In fact, getting good financial advice early on can set you up for success in the long run. An advisor can help you create a budget, start building an emergency fund, and begin investing even with small amounts. They can also help you understand the importance of things like compound interest and pound cost averaging, which can have a big impact over time.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about the cost? Isn't financial advice expensive?
That's a common concern, and it's true that professional advice does come with a cost. However, it's important to weigh that cost against the potential benefits. A good financial advisor can help you avoid costly mistakes, maximize your investments, and potentially save you money in the long run. Think of it as an investment in your financial future.
I hadn't thought about it that way. So, what should people look for when choosing a financial advisor?
Great question. First and foremost, you want someone who is qualified and has the right credentials for your needs. In the UK, for example, you'd want to look for advisors who are authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. You also want someone who understands your specific situation and goals. And don't forget about the importance of trust and communication. You should feel comfortable discussing your finances with this person.
Those are all great points. Is there anything else people should keep in mind?
Well, it's also important to understand how your advisor is compensated. Some work on a fee-only basis, while others earn commissions on the products they recommend. Understanding this can help you gauge their motivations and ensure they're acting in your best interests.
That's really helpful information. I hadn't realized there were different compensation models for financial advisors.
Exactly. Now let's talk about the future of financial advice. We're seeing some interesting trends, like the rise of robo-advisors and AI-powered financial planning tools. These can be great for certain types of investors, but they're not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Right, I've heard about those. How do you think they compare to traditional human advisors?
Well, robo-advisors can be a good option for people with straightforward financial situations who are comfortable with a more hands-off approach. They typically offer lower fees and can be a good way to get started with investing. But they can't replicate the nuanced, personalized advice that a human advisor can provide, especially when it comes to complex financial situations or emotional decision-making.
That makes sense. So it sounds like there's still a strong need for human advisors, even in this digital age.
Absolutely. While technology can certainly enhance and streamline certain aspects of financial planning, there's still immense value in personalized face-to-face advice. Financial decisions are often complex and emotionally charged. Having someone who can understand your unique situation and guide you through the process can be invaluable.
I can see how that would be true. So, to wrap things up, what would you say are the key takeaways for our listeners?
Well, I'd say the main points are these. First, don't be afraid to seek professional financial advice. It can make a huge difference in your financial well-being, regardless of your current financial situation. Second, recognize that different financial needs require different types of expertise. And finally, use tools like Cherry Find to help you connect with the right advisors in your area. It can save you time and help ensure you're getting advice from someone with the right expertise.
Those are great points. And I'd add one more thing. Remember that you're in control. Whether you're using a tool like Cherry Find or searching on your own, you get to decide who you work with and when. Don't feel pressured to make a decision until you're comfortable.
Excellent point. Financial decisions are some of the most important ones we make in life. It's worth taking the time to get them right. And remember, everyone's financial situation is unique. What works for one person might not work for another. That's why personalized advice can be so valuable.
Well said. This has been a really insightful discussion. I think our listeners will find it helpful in navigating their own financial journeys.
I hope so. And you know, as we wrap up, I can't help but think about how rapidly the financial world is changing. From blockchain technology to sustainable investing, there are always new developments that can impact our financial decisions. It just underscores the importance of staying informed and seeking expert guidance when needed.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time, but also a complex one. Thanks for helping us navigate it a bit better today.
It's been my pleasure. Remember, financial literacy is a journey, not a destination. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and don't hesitate to seek help when you need it. Until next time, this is Phil and Lily signing off.